This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Tigers don't sweep Kansas City, but take 3 or 4 over the weekend. John, the crowds this weekend. Yeah. Just shy of 100,000 people for April for a four-game series. People are buying in. People are paying attention.
It's fun to see Comerica Park as full as it was. And, you know, you get the aerial shot every once in a while. You get this, you know, ball hit down the sidelines. You get to see the fans, the areas where people are sitting. It's just, it's so much fun because I think anybody that's been to the ballpark, when you're there and you're watching a bad team, that's bad enough. But you're there and it's empty or it feels empty, it's not a great experience. It's depressing almost. And now you look at it, and the energy comes across the TV. We're going to be there on Wednesday, and I can't wait to go and experience it for ourselves because this is an exciting team to watch. And every time, whether it's Benetti or it's Dan Dickerson, whenever they say the gritty Tigers, like it's exciting because that's what they are. You never feel like they're out of it. And not only are people there, but they're staying till the end because – you never know what the ninth inning brings with this team or extras. But so far, extra innings this year has meant 2 losses.
0-2.
Yeah.
And unlike hockey, they don't get like a loser point or anything. It's just a loss.
Yeah.
Loser point. That's what it is. We talk about last year in the buy-in, like the fan base woke up like, wow, this is great. This is fun. But was it miraculous? Was it real? And the tone coming into the season was
underwhelming.
Yeah, underwhelming. We're going to have to wait and see. We do these judgments like, are they actually good? Well, what do you think? I think one way of judging if people are buying into this baseball team is, are they spending actual money to buy tickets to go see them? And the answer early is yes. People are hooked on this team. And you've talked about it, John. You'll have them on TV, or if you're doing something else in the house, you've got it on your phone, you're listening. You're hooked. I'm hooked. Some of that comes with what we do.
Sure.
Curious, the person in listener land, like the Tigers, in terms of the interest, are you hooked right now? 248-539-9797.
And if you're wondering, am I hooked? Like, if you're trying to make that determination, I think there's some indicators. One, have you gone to games? And are you staying later? Are you enjoying it? Are you making sure that you listen if you're in the car? Are you making any adjustments to your schedule just because, oh, this is a Scooble start, this is a Job start? Like, you, there are certain players that you definitely want to see. I think the other indicators are you paying to watch? Are you buying the app and paying the subscription? Because this is not, it's not football, right? They're not always going to be on local television. In fact, they rarely are. And so are you paying to watch this team? If you are spending your dollars on tickets or a streaming subscription, to me, that's one, you're buying it. And I think we said this at the end of the year, ownership. If you look out there and it's a winning team and the seats are filled, isn't that what you want as an owner as well? That's more money coming in. It's more excitement around the team. It's more merchandise. It's more of everything that people are willing to pay for when you're watching a fun, exciting team. And my year, the last couple of years, I think I mentioned it last summer, I always do the MLB package because I love watching. It's 1A is football. No shock there. 1B is baseball. I watch baseball and it is on TV. I'm disappointed when I get home or if I'm home for an afternoon and there's not a baseball game on that I can stream. Ideally, it's the Tigers, but I've watched the Cubs over the last couple of days. An amazing series with Colorado. I've been watching so much baseball.
You see Ellie De La Cruz yesterday? That's your guy.
I did, yeah. What a great play behind second base. A diving catch. Yeah,
airborne.
Follows it up with a home run. I mean, it just, yeah, he's just so fun, so much fun to watch.
You love baseball, but you were doing that because...
I was watching all these other teams because the Tigers were terrible.
Yeah.
They were, and they were, even last year when it started to get exciting because they were winning games and they were making this historic run, they still weren't a pleasurable view because it was all pitching. It was pitching chaos. They were winning games 1-0, 2-1. Now they're doing it with some offense, which is fun. They've done it when they've been good offensively in these games. They've been doing it early in games, first inning, a couple of runs. Their approach at the plate is exciting because they're not swinging at bad pitches. They're you know, forcing pitchers to get deep into counts, and they're aggressive at the plate. They're a fun watch. So, yeah, I'm still watching all these other games, but if the Tigers are on, it is, and I've even found myself doing this when I'm sitting at my desk and I'm working on whether it's show prep and yeah, okay, part of that is the Tigers, but it's other things as well, or I'm working on anything else, I'll have them streaming and be listening to Dan in my ear. This is one of those seasons where it feels like I just don't want to miss a thing because they're good.
Some ticket text on this. That's a good way of looking at it. Are you spending money? Are you making extra time? Are you listening and watching as much as you can right now? Are you hooked on the Tigers? Texture says, good morning, guys. While I haven't gone to any games, I did buy the FanDuel TV package. That's a first. Signed, Nico. Yeah. Says, I wouldn't say I'm hooked, but I'm definitely paying more attention. Damon and Graham Blank. I would say I'm hooked. From Jonesy, he says, I went over to my parents' house for Easter, flipped on the TV to put the hockey game on, but the Tigers were on and I couldn't turn away, so I just kept watching.
Yeah.
Haven't watched more than three innings because if it's not being on regular TV, I don't want to pay for another app. However, I've listened to almost every game with you guys on 97.1 The Ticket and Dan Dickerson.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of people that don't want to pay for that subscription to watch on FanDuel, but they are right now buying in and listening. At some point, people are actually going to fork over. It is hard-earned money. And every time you do something new in streaming, it's a commitment, right? Because a lot of people will forget after that 7-day free trial or after the month. They just keep it going. But when people do make that decision and more people are, that's where you know the fan base is excited. They're rejuvenated. They're energized by what they're seeing on the field.
Texas says, I wouldn't say people are buying in just by going to games. If it was around 100K over 4 days, that means the ballpark is at 60% capacity. Now, hold on. His math is, I would say, mostly right. You got to grade on a curve. This is Easter weekend.
Yeah.
Two of those games were day games. It's April.
Mm-hmm. It's early in the path of 162. Last year at this time, not even close.
Texter says, asking am I hooked after Baez cost us with a lazy error and Carpenter got hurt? I was hooked before yesterday, but then I was reminded of Baez baseball.
I think that's a little short-sighted. If you're going to turn them off because of one play, like let's not forget that this is a division opponent. It was a four-game series, and they won the series. And it was a game where they took them into extra innings. Sure, mistakes are, they're not going to win every game.
That's a Javi comment, though. I think that's somebody that's still, Javi shouldn't be here. Javi shouldn't be playing that and all that. You know, if you're going to balance things out, I would say you got the win Saturday that easily could have gone the other way. You got one big hit and you won the game. Like the Royals are probably sitting there and like, how do we lose this game? We gave up one pitch hurt us.
Yeah.
You know, so that balances out in baseball. It's hard to sweep. It's hard to win a four game or sweep teams in four games. It just is in baseball.
That same mentality plays into this next ticket text. Yesterday's game is the perfect example of the difference between an 85 win and a 90 to 95 win team. The defense is a killer for this team. That throwing error, almost back-to-back plays, flat out can't happen in a one-run game in the eighth. They have a chance to be great, but the defense is going to be an issue. We dwell on the one they lose, and no one ends up adding one when they win.
Right.
They're having way more of the make the play to win games than make the play to lose games. So I feel like they're tracking to be. I mean, John, you're driving the 90-win bus. We said what they got to do. They're doing the stuff they have to do to be a 90-win team.
And it was a Javi moment. But we're still seeing more Javier than we are Javi.
Exactly.
And so that's where I'm looking at this. I'm not going to sit there and go, oh, man, this is who they are. Who they are is the first three games of that series. They find ways to win against a good team. And Kansas City, I know they're 9-14 right now following this series. But if you have a four-game series against a division opponent, you take three of those, and then you start looking at the standings. That's a direct, hey, we're creating some space between us and our opponent. They haven't played Cleveland yet. Cleveland's right there. They got a half-game advantage on Cleveland just simply because they've played one more game and have one more win.
Big week coming up. Padres in town. They're banged up, so are we. We'll get to the Kerry Carpenter injury update when we have one. Yeah, injuries happen. I mean, that's what this is. Mm-hmm. Are you hooked?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking Tigers this morning, took 3 of 4 over the weekend against the Kansas City Royals. Got the Padres in town this week, part of this 10-game homestand. And the question is, are you hooked? Crowd starting to show up at the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
Even on a holiday weekend with some day games, people were showing up to the ballpark. And when you go, you watch them win more often than not. John, their record at home this season, get like 2 losses all year.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Are you hooked? Are you buying in? And that's buying tickets, buying the streaming service, buying gear, buying with your attention and your time, whatever it looks like for you. Are you more hooked on this team than you anticipated? 248-539-9797. And yeah, people like to complain too. People have pointed out the Javi Baez error yesterday.
Yeah, okay, but there's two ways to look at that. One, yeah, Javi did cost him a run,
mm-hmm.
right? Because Bobby Witt Jr. ends up on second base. He eventually scores, and yeah, it cost him a run. And almost cost him another out on the very next play.
Bobbles
the
ball. Back.
But how about on the flip side? How about the play you're getting from Torque? Right, you'd love to see 2 picks. On both those, could he have scooped the first one? Sure. He's not going to be 100% on those. That ball needs to be chest high within his numbers, and it wasn't. But then on the next one, because Javi bobbles the ball to begin with, puts a little extra juice on it, it was a great pick. So you're getting good play from Torque at the plate and in the field too.
Well, Torque won them the game on Saturday with the 3-run bomb, and he continues to be one of the best bats in the American League. Yeah, thing. Far be it for me to defend Javi, Javier, whatever we're calling him. Riley Green had bases loaded and grounded into a double play the half inning prior to Javi's error. The teams were tied going to extras, and the Tigers couldn't get a single run with the guy on second base. Like, sure, Javi made a mistake. It's a factor in why they lost. But for it to be the only thing, no one's brought up Riley Green today. No one's brought up their extra innings. I don't know. I get it. Javi's an easy target. He's played better this year than anybody expected. And the team's played better than anybody's expected. You guys know me. I love to complain. I'm not complaining about this baseball team.
No, but it's... Okay, we saw a couple of games with Riley Green where we're like, okay, we're back. And then, you know, over the weekend, he was over.
Some ticket texters. It says, nope, I'm not paying. If the games aren't broadcast over the air, I'm not watching. The Lions are the only local team I see on TV.
Okay.
All right, we got the radio for you.
You're missing out.
Good morning, fellas. Nick in a truck here. I'm not spending any money on apps or TV, but what I am doing is having the Odyssey app. I enjoy Dan Dickerson. I'm fully invested. I can't turn away. It's on when I'm at the gym in my headphones. I love it. I'm locked in.
I'm not going to argue that point at all. Dan does such a great job on the games. And it's so I think people are buying in just even by listening to the app more.
Is it weird to work out with the Tigers in your ears? No, like I think you want like pump up stuff. You'd want like hype stuff. You listen to like play by play when you work out?
All the time.
Really?
Oh yeah. My kids call me weird, so I know I'm weird. But I will frequently, I more often than not will be listening to a game when I work out, even if it's not a game that is currently being broadcast. I listen to a lot of our calls. That's when I do some of my quote-unquote film review when I'm working out. I would much rather listen to a game.
Than like music?
Oh, yeah.
Where do you draw the line? Would you listen to like an audiobook while you work out?
Oh, I do all the time, yeah. In fact, I almost never work out to music.
Really?
Well, the way I've worked out has changed, so I don't either because I'm typically now in the basement and I'm not putting in headphones, but yeah.
So
yeah.
Blare it in the basement?
No, I don't listen to anything. I work out.
Silence?
Yes.
That might be the worst way to say it.
That's like serial killer behavior.
I don't know. I just don't grab them on my way downstairs. I don't use anything. Listening miserable. To a game is not weird.
All the thoughts in my head.
I know.
Alone with those thoughts.
All the excuses, all the reasons why I should stop right now.
Sorry to get us off on that tangent. I'm just curious. Spin-off conversation about it.
You've never listened to a game while you work out?
No. Huh. I don't think I ever have. It just struck me as odd. I'm not trying to be too judgmental.
Not even an audiobook or a podcast?
No, he wants the pump it up music. Oh, yeah.
So what's the go-to pump up music for one Jim Costa?
I know you're going to put me on the spot. I don't have like a playlist or anything. Like if I go to the gym we go to, we'll have like
rap
music playing. I don't pick.
So you're just listening to the music at the gym?
Yeah.
So he's not using headphones. You're not using headphones either?
No.
Oh, that's different. Then
now, if I go for a walk, I'll listen to a podcast or I'll listen to the Tigers. Like, especially when the sun's out, you're walking around. Yeah. I got Dan Dickerson narrating the game. But if I'm working out, if I'm trying to get a sweat, I'm not going to listen to.
Oh, that's sometimes that's the greatest time to actually listen to Dan. Yeah, is
interesting
because it's a 2 hours and 20 minutes, 2.5 hours, and if you're going to get a jog in for 30 to 45 minutes. You can go from the second inning to the fifth inning. By the time you get back, hey, it's exciting. You put it on TV.
I almost feel like this is a spinoff topic. Weirdest places you've listened to Dan Dickerson?
Thanks, Tony.
Anyway, some more ticket texters. I'm absolutely...
this goes to Wojo and Rieger. They had the one caller, the one topic they did. Have you ever had the station on while you're...
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I remember that topic.
Doing the deed.
I'm absolutely hooked. Says I'm only paying for FanDuel to see the Tigers. Haven't had this feeling since 2014. They're back. I love the show. Tigers are so much better than previously expected. However, that was a typical getaway game for them. Their fascination with swinging at the first pitch is stupid. Scuba labored through 20 pitches in the first inning. The first two batters for the Tigers swung at the first pitch, made an easy out. Help your pitcher out.
Yeah, but if it's a strike swing, I'm not a big fan of all the batters that get up there and take the first pitch. You're wasting a pitch.
Especially because all these pitchers want first pitch strikes.
Yeah.
It's like the data supports it if you get the first pitch strike. So why concede it? This next ticket text is a perfect follow-up. It doesn't matter if they win 100 games. People will pick out the flaws. He says that's Detroit for you. Texters pointing out that the Tigers have lost the final game in just about every series other than the White Sox, People are viewing that as missed opportunities, but overall, there's way more bad than good. That's Chris in Howell.
There's way more good than bad.
There's more good than bad.
Okay, yes. You read that one wrong.
I read that wrong.
That makes all the difference in the world.
Chris in Howell says more good than bad. Okay, make sure you get that on the record, Chris. Apologies to you. Texas says, I've bought in, but it's not just Javi. I was at the game Saturday. Shortstop is overall a liability.
Yeah, there are liabilities. There's no question about it. And hopefully we get Vierling back sooner rather than later. We know Meadows isn't going to be back. The earliest he could be back is, what, end of May. So there are some reserves that are on the way. It's going to be a little staggered, but if we can get Vierling back, get his bat in the lineup, get his glove in the on defense, I think this is going to be even more exciting.
I'm listening to you guys right now as I work out. Totally normal thing to do. And Jim listens to the Broadway cast of Cats while working out, John, in Lake Orion.
It kind of feels like that you were going to go that route.
Oh, yeah. Big Broadway musical.
No, it's the Cats thing.
Yeah. Yes.